you know, to serve on in the church, you know, like they're supposed to. And he's young, and all them young gals that he was raised with come around there, you know, and he said, "Lord, Lord, here I am. I'm a priest." You can't get out there, go to dances, and have a good time like the rest of the boys. There you are. He says, I'm a priest, and I got to sacrifice my life for. You know what I mean?
Yes.
There's so many of them. Listen, about when my youngest son that went in the service, there was three of those boys. They didn't want to go in the service. They wanted to be a priest. Now, I'm going to tell you that's no joke. You want to go, you're going to be a priest. But you're going to keep out of the service. You're going to learn to be a priest. You're going to, you're going to take them. They stayed in there until after the war was over. They got up, rode up until they got in the 19, 20 years old, 21 years old. And all three of those rascals, they quit. And they all three married because they were scared to go in the service. They don't, they wanted to be a priest because they figured to stay out of the service. And they're all three married.
Uh-huh. What sort of things would bring the community together? Would you ever have something after somebody got married where people would come around and shoot their guns off? Things like that?
No.
What about after a man who had been married before got married a second time?
Well, I tell you that they are... In some cases, the way it was, now if a man would lose his wife, you know, or she'd lose her husband, and she'd marry a man that hadn't been married, you know, the single man, and they gave him, they were the entitled to what they call a chivalry, you know.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about that.
Yeah. They're entitled to a chivalry, and they invite. We'd go out. We had several cases like that here since I was, when I was a young man. they go around and they say, well, you're going to chivalry us now. I tell you what you're all going to do, what you all want. See? Now, we go down and tell them, well, we're going to be down at a certain time, and we tell them what we want, a keg of beer or something like that, you know? Or cake or whatever is sociable, you know? But, so we went already, myself and the boys, we go out there with tin cans and all kinds of horn and all that kind of stuff, you know? Go down and get to the house where they were at. Maybe a week or so after they were married, you know, go down at the house at night, after dark, and get out there and start blowing the horn and hitting on tin cans and making a whole lot of noise, you know, singing and jumping and all that stuff. Well, after we made enough noise, he thought we had, you know, made about enough noise, then you open the door and you come on out. And then he asked the leader, you know, in the bunch, he said, well, he said, what you all want? What you all looking for? And then he said, well, we want such and such. Well, he had already made arrangements for that. He said, you all go to such and such a place over there, the saloon or the whatever it was. You all go over there, it's waiting for you. So that was it. But that was the call of chivalry. You know, you give him a... I went there when I was a young boy, a little kid down by a loose over there. They had one time. Oh, God, man, they had more fun there. The people come out there blowing the horn, you know, and it turned into a big fight before it was over.
What happened?
Well, they're all drunk. They all drunked up, you know, after the chivalry was over with. They went to drinking over there. Somebody threw the brick at one of the fellows over there, and he thought somebody had hit him, and he hit the fellow in the back of him, and he started the fight. Everybody was fighting. They knew what they were fighting about. The chivalry, you know. So that's the way things run.